nine wonderful people that will be joining me on the host line here, and we're discussing what are the things that we need to be doing to keeping in track with the rhythm of Nikin. We're approaching the halfway point of this cycle. Actually, I'm sorry, we already got that. Until the next rhythm event, but if you're looking at it from the 90-day calendar cycle, we're 2 months into it. If you started May 1st and now we're the beginning of July, where should we be at the two-thirds mark, and what are we doing to maximize that? And basically redefining our goal, saying, okay, this is the last month of the qualification period for the Orlando convention. What do we need to do to ratchet things up a little bit here to say, hey, okay, I didn't quite meet my expectations there, or I did, I met that goal. However, I need to tighten things up over here to really, you know, make things happen. Let's, you know, for example, I got the volume that I wanted to get. However, I'm still looking for another couple leaders or whatever, you know, whatever the case may be. So, Kathy Clark from Seattle, Susan Evans also from the Seattle area, Ken Scrippa from Houston, Molly Chong from Dayton, Harold Walkup from Portland, Janice Skipper from Michigan, Steve Crowfoot from Utah, Triple M, Mary Margaret
from
the Carolinas, and last but not least, Kathy Pradowski from East Texas. So I know I heard Molly. I know I heard Mary Margaret. Who else is on the line?
This is Susan Clark.
Good morning, Susan and Kathy.
Steve Crowfoot.
Good morning, Steve. Okay, Kathy from Texas. Janice from Michigan. Harold and Ken, are you with us? I spoke with Janice 2 days ago, and she said she was going to be with us. And I, you know, one of these days, we'll get her to actually, you know, talk up at the very beginning of the call, rather than say, oh, I've been on, I've been listening. Well, we'd like to know she's, you know, here in spirit and flesh at the beginning of the call.
Our mystery woman, huh?
Yeah, well, and she's not that mysterious. She doesn't like to speak up at the beginning of the call for some reason. I don't.
This is Janice. We're talking about.
Look at that.
Actually, I'm on the call, and then all of a sudden I think, oh, I got to get off and get on the other line.
There you go.
That's my problem.
Because I just can't yield the power again. And, you know, you guys, last week, I'll tell you what happened, and I'll probably leak this out, and somebody will do this just, you know, just to try and bug me again. But if you accidentally hit *7, it's, well, I'll show you. Hang on just a second here.
The conference is now locked.
And now, all of a sudden, from this point forward, nobody else can join us. And you have the right to hang up, of course, but nobody else can come in until I do.
The conference is now unlocked.
There you go. See, and somebody, I didn't even do that. See, one of you screwballs is messing with me and taking away the power, but because that's what happens when people dial in on the host line. And so anyway, you guys, just do me a favor, pledge in blood, prick your finger and sign a piece of paper and say, I will never, ever do this to anybody but Vance. See, because I haven't been here. And it doesn't bother me so much because I just figure, oh, well, the call's being recorded. Hear it, you know, on growing in wellness. But the second you guys, somebody does this to, like, Rick or Terry, it's not so funny. And because this is primarily their conference call line. They're the ones that use it the most. So just don't compromise their call. So anyways, Kathy, Podrowski, Harold, Ken, we're missing three amigos there. And I don't hear them responding. So, let's get underway. First of all, what was the topic because of last week's call being locked out? Because it'll take me a couple seconds to bring it up here. That we were supposed to be discussing last week that we never got to. And it's not that it doesn't seem as important as the topic now. But does anybody remember from two Sundays ago what Rick and team discussed? Anybody at all?
Well, basically, it's we're supposed to talk about today about where we had been and what we are going to do in the last month of the cycle.
Okay. Yeah, your quarterly goals, I found it. Are you on track or do you need work? How will you finish the quarter to meet your goals, specific topic in the network marketing? In the previous week, I remember now, it was Nikan and today in pre-launch. What does it mean to you and the new network marketing comment? And you, what's interesting is I hear this was discussed on the, and I'm sure it was on the 6 o'clock call on Wednesday night, but I was, where in the heck was I on Wednesday night? Or when was the kickoff call? Wasn't that on Wednesday? Or was it on Tuesday? All my days.
Tuesday, the first.
Tuesday? Yeah, I know I wasn't on the call. However, I did get the notes from the President's Club version of the kickoff call. And basically, Reed Nelson had talked about this the previous week when we had Ann Bodak here in Portland. And that is, when you go into the mode of pre-launch, this is how I define it, and this is what it means to me, but I want to hear from you guys. When you're launching something, or when a restaurant or a business is being taken over by new management, and they throw up a big sign, a big banner that says, you know, grand opening or reopening under new management. Nikan has been in North America since 1989. Okay, so we've been here for a while. So we're approaching 20 years that Nikan has been in this country. And yet still, I mean, yesterday at our 4th of July, you know, party that we had here, which was not a party of sorts, we only had 1, 2, 3 families join us, and then we spent the rest of the day up at our community fun festival. Yet when I mentioned the company's name to this gentleman I'd never met before other than previously on Wednesday evening, just briefly, he just looked at me and was like, I had never heard of that. Well, it's because we haven't effectively launched it. And what does it mean to have an effective launch of something? How do we launch and stay in that mode? What type of attitude do we need to have? What are the things we need to be saying? In our conversation with people and introducing them to Nikan, what are some of the terminology or what are some of the things that we need to have that, hey, and it's like what Jerry White was just talking about, that, hey, this is what I'm doing. This is what you can bring to the table. What would it be like if we did this together? Because this is where I'm going with Nikan. So take 30 seconds apiece here. What does that mean to you? How do you launch and continue to launch your business? Or the opportunity with Nikan.
I'm not really clear, Vance, what you're asking me to say or to voice my opinion on. Basically, I think I hear. Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
I think I'm hearing you saying, how would I effectively tell somebody that Nikan has been here 20 years and yet hardly anybody knows about us? I mean, I think that's negative. To say something like that, or Nikan is in his pre-launch where I'm not sure what you're asking me to say. It's not.
Find your ABC guy. There is one thing that was written that I helped Nikan to launch America.
Okay, but Molly, as Janice pointed out, we've already been here. We're approaching the 20-year mark, and nobody's heard of it. That can be perceived as negative. How do you spin that around so it's not a negative?
Okay. Nikan does not advertise on TV or in any publicity, and still only in 1,000 of people, only 2 to 3 people have heard of it. Have you heard of it?
Here's my two cents. See if this makes sense to you. There's a woman whose condo is directly across from me, about half a block away. She's not very likable, but she had a car accident. So I said, want to trash the terrace, just kind of love her, go over there, talk to her, see how, I know her head hurts, she gets headaches. Say, I'd like to hear you, I know she's on disability. Tell me about what's going on with you, and you know your body, and I've got some things here that do help some people. if we put this together, maybe something good could happen. You want to try it? See if that makes sense?
You haven't addressed the issue, Mary Margaret, the question is, you haven't addressed the issue that Vance has brought up, that sometimes when we say Nikon is launching their business here, launching, and yet we say it's been in this country for 20 years. Because they would look at that and, automatically you would think, oh my gosh, well, this is a 20-year-old company that it hasn't gone anywhere. I haven't heard about it. That's what they're thinking. Underneath, that's what they're thinking.
Anyway, go ahead.
This is Kathy from Seattle. And I think, technically, when you look at the medical world and everything, that Nikon has been in pre-launch. They have been setting the foundation. They've been getting the standards in place. I used to run bricks and mortar companies. Before you have a grand opening, you have to get all the planning in place. You have to get the technologies in place. Now the world is ready for these technologies. They really are. We're seeing sleep centers starting to embrace our sleep system, the World Federation of Chiropractors. All of these people and all of these organizations are now starting to embrace these complementary technologies. We are in launch mode now.
That's cool, Kathy, because it could be phrased, that's cool because you could say, even though the company's been here 20 years, the wireless technology, which we knew about, most people weren't ready to really invest their time and energies in this. That's a good way to address it, I think.
Okay, Steve?
That's probably one of my problems, has been trying to understand how to share this with people, but what I've come up with is just the fact that this is a company that has been under the scrutiny of the government and being very, very conservative, because we know what we have. We know that it works. We have to work with the guidelines that we have to work with. The company is very conservative. When someone calls them and tells them that they've had this wonderful experience, the company goes, "That's really nice," and that's about all they say. They're inside they're jumping up and down with joy. Outside they have to be very careful with what they say, so what we have won't be taken away from us. And this is just something that is just so huge that most people don't have the slightest clue what they have, and let's work together, and we can work out for you.
Okay.
Hey, this is something that I want to share with the group, because I just heard it this morning on the People's Pharmacy on public radio. There was a man who is a professor type or something at University of California, Irvine, in the medical area, and he was talking about toxins. So he was... And I could only hear part of it. My husband heard the rest. And how was he addressing these envirotoxins? He invented that phrase, that word. And he said he was doing it with a special good water, which here he is right there catching up to our, I bet it's Nikon, because he lives in Irvine, you see. Water system, and he was addressing it with a good water system. So that kind of shows that, the public and professionals are really embracing this sort of health promotion. I'm not saying it well, but that's my theory.
Okay. Well, and Mary Margaret, the way you addressed it to your neighbor across the way in the condo is you finished it with the question, and what were the exact words you used?
Gosh, I don't remember, but what if we put your knowledge of your body and these technologies that I've had a good experience with and others, and see what we can help you.
There you go. So okay. From that perspective, and again, it goes back to what Jerry and I were talking about, is understanding the deep conviction. We all know how huge this is. As Steve mentioned, it's gargantuan. It's and yet people don't understand it because they don't know what they're not understanding because it's so big. You know, and is it any different than when we experience something that we're passionate about? You know, for me, it's like, okay, my two big volunteer activities that I'm involved in, and now more people know because yesterday being the 4th of July, here in our little tiny community, we have this massive 4th of July parade that it's a two-mile stretch that goes down this road, but it takes over an hour to watch all the people that enter their floats or their old tractors or you name it. But the fire department is the big part of that. We lead, you know, half of our rigs are up front and the other half are at the back, and we set the pace and we literally keep things flowing because we're of our position. But as a firefighter, you and your family get to ride up on those vehicles and throw candy and that whole thing. So the point I'm trying to make is, as much fun as I have about that, for me, I have to make sure it doesn't consume my life because my conviction as serving the community are high. However, that's not what I do for an occupation because I'm really not financially compensated for that. But I'm passionate about it. Could I recruit everybody that I talk to hope, hey, let's, you know, come join the volunteer fire department? And not really, because most people it's not going to be a fit because of time restraints or physical abilities or whatever the case may be. But for me, it's worked out really well, and I'll tell you, as far as the five pillars of health, as far as being more balanced in several areas, it has really, really helped. I mean, humongously. And give you a quick example, yesterday morning I jumped on the scale and it said 151. Now, whether my scale is broken or not, I don't know, but I like that number. It's closer to the number that I gave last time I renewed my driver's license, which I actually lied, because I used that as a permanent goal. And I encourage you to do that. Next time you have to renew your driver's license at the Department of Motor Vehicles, pick a number that you think is more accurate for you, and then that way you'll have, every time you use that or see that, it'll be an ever-present reminder that, hey, that's one of my biggest goals I need to get to. And I'll tell you, it works. So for the last few years, well, coming up on 4 now, I've been living a lie because what was printed on that thing is not truthful. But I'm getting there, okay? It's one way to make a goal, a little sneaky thing that I did. But bottom line, you guys, is that when our convictions are there, and again, let me read the quote that's something I wrote on February 24th, 2007. True love is never seen as the cause, but a driving force that propels great leaders. And you can put my name next to that quote. I'm the one that penned that. Not that I'm looking to be in anybody's quote book. But when we really have the passion and the love for our spouse, when we really have the passion and the love towards something that we enjoy doing, it's not a cause, but it's a driving force. It becomes this, I mean, massive, big block, 454 General Motors engine that is a driving force in the vehicle that it's placed in. And it
Dan,
will propel us. Yes.
Can I add one small comment?
Absolutely.
If at 66 you can still get new ahas and new strong points that can move you, mine was in the garden this last week. I'm not the athletic person. That's one of my challenges, maybe, but anyway. I can throw a rock and always miss where I'm trying to hit, and always have. I can throw it, try and hit the 6x6 inch or 8x8 inch, whatever it is, hole in the fence, in the link fence, not link, what do you call it? Livestock fence, okay? And hit the wire that's only an eighth of an inch every time. And so I was bent over tossing rocks out of the garden, and I saw a pipe that needed, water pipe that needed a good rock foundation around it to filter the water through into the dirt. And I thought, okay, I need to toss them right at the base of that. Well, what I did was every time I focused on the pipe that I wanted it to fall at the base of, 99% of the time it did. What I was seeing was the wire instead of the hole. And I thought, is this an aha? Okay, 66 years old, always had the same problem trying to toss rocks out of the garden. And all of a sudden I realized, I'm trying not to hit the wire, and that's why I'm hitting the wire. I'm trying now to focus on exactly where I want it to land, and every time I would take my eye off of that and think I was going to hit, you know, the pipe instead of the base of the pipe, I would do that. But it didn't take me long to realize that that is an incredible analogy of what we talk about with our focus. So often we let our focus go just a little bit to the side where we say, well, I can't do that. I've never done this before. So therefore, instead of saying, this is what I'm seeing, this is where I want to be, and this is what's going to happen. So that was a huge aha for me and transfer to what I want to accomplish in NECAN. And it worked this month using that as a focus.
Okay, on that note, you guys, thank you, Mom, for the incredible insight. On that note, July, today is July the 5th. We have 26 days left this month, 26 days left for the NECAN qualification for Orlando. Now, I looked down our genealogy, I glanced at it yesterday really, really quickly, and I saw several people that just during the month of June in our organization, they hit the basic requirement to get one convention ticket taken care of. Now, if I looked at May and, you know, compared the two, I could see that, well, yeah, they did that 2 months in a row, so they've got two, tickets in the bag, and now they're working. And again, I'm just looking at volume. Okay, I'm not looking at the other angle of it, but looking at volume, what can be generated. So with that in mind, if you've made the decision, yes, I'm going to Orlando, yes, I put in the reservation that NECAN had online. What are the things, and, yeah, let me, okay, I had another thought, but I'm not going to go there. What are the things that we need to be doing for this month, not only to finish the quarter as strong as we possibly can, finish this 90-day rhythm, the month of July, and I know what I need to do. I've had literally a half a dozen, if not more, maybe 10 names of people that I've been kind of massaging the relationship and talking to about it, and they've just kind of been piling up on my desk. And I kept saying, telling myself, well, okay, well, I'll call them then. Well, what I'm going to do as soon as we're done talking here, what I know I need to do in order to finish this cycle strong is, because we didn't get to bed last night until well after midnight, The women in my life, the three, including the female cat, that makes four now, they're still very much in horizontal mode. So I can utilize the next couple hours before they even wake up and make contact with these people whose phone numbers have been sitting on my desk now for several weeks, and I just because of time restraints or whatever, had not made contact with them and say, hey, look, what about doing this together? Here's what I've got. I know what you can bring to the table. What about doing this together? Is this a fit for you? So, in reverse order, who was it that talked last? Kathy Clark. And I don't know if we heard Susan Evans weigh in on that previous topic, so we'll start with Susan.
Okay.
Susan, what do you need to do?
Well, what I need to do is, when I was listening to the discussion before, what I was thinking was, to me, this pre-launch getting ready, rather than looking at it as applying to NECAN, because NECAN's here, it needs to apply to each one of us. And to me, it ties in with what you're asking now, that I need to be incredibly focused as if I were opening a business or reopening a business. So I would need to be focused. I would need to have daily commitment, and I would need to be on task each and every day to make my launch turn out to be the way I envision it being on the 31st of July. And so, to me, if someone asked me, well, why haven't I heard about this company, I say that's dependent upon myself and each person who is in Nikan, that we have had the courage to open our mouth and share it with people. So, for as of today, I know what I need to do, and it's stepping up to the table, like you said. And I'm really glad you shared that you leave names on desks for whatever reason, because I thought, wow, even diamonds do that? So that's what I'm going to be doing for the rest of this month.
Okay. Okay. Kathy. Clark.
Okay. Forgive me right now, I'm a little under the weather, but that's okay. I've had some interesting things where life has been pretty challenging, but that's okay. Next week, our daughter is going to be at horse camp all week, and I am booking the whole week. I've already got like 3 or 4 appointments, and I intend on, before today's done, of having every day of next week booked. So am I on target? No, I'm not on target. I'm going to be a whole lot closer to being on target. And but it's being real focused and being in front of people. I'm changing my workout time so that I'm varying them, so I'm not seeing the same people all the time. And I did that yesterday and prospected 3 people during my workout session that I've never seen before. So it's a lot of stuff like that. It's just really having the activity up.
Who's this talking?
That was Kathy Clark.
Kathy Clark?
Mm-hmm. Okay,
where are you from, Kathy?
She's from Seattle.
Seattle area.
Oh, okay.
And let's go down to Steve. Steve, what do you got lined up? What needs to take place to finish this cycle strong?
Well, the thing that I've got to do is I've just got to talk to more people and follow up with the people that I've been talking with. I've got quite a few people in the pipeline, and it just seems that life has gotten in the way to the point that I can't let it get in the way. I've got to make the decision to grab onto this and just make it happen and use the tools that have been developed for us, and not to me try to do the help people make a decision myself. I've got to use the tools. I've got to use use Dennis that I just heard his voice, and the webinars and the recordings that we have of all of you guys, and just talk to a gazillion people this month.
Okay. Mary Margaret.
Well, my focus is to speak to more healthcare professionals. Like, a physical therapist. I'm going to talk to her about this Jerry White thing we just heard, and some more chiropractors and so forth, because I think that can energize them with this downturn in the economy. They can have extra tools, like even having the aquaporin in their offices and things like that. So I can give them some tools, and I've just got this daily commitment thing, keep my numbers out, because that's where I am right now.
Okay. Molly.
I had set my goal in the beginning of the quarter was saying that 30,000. That means to have a person become silver. Well, at this point, I haven't have that person or the second person to move to want to do silver yet. So I'm still searching.
Okay.
And
Molly, because you're not part of our organization, I can't look up what your volume is and and I don't spend a lot of time tracking people, but what did you do volume-wise in May and in June?
And volume, I've been, I always at the 2000 to get myself qualified for 20% commission.
Okay. Now, let me, not to enlighten you or spoil something, but you just said something that I may bring a little aha to you. Is it your understanding that you need to generate 2,000 in volume in order to get that 20% commission?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's great, and I know your upline applauds you, but how do I say this nicely? You've been sold a bill of goods. For you to earn your 20%, all you need to do is do your $100 auto ship.
Oh.
Okay. Your 2,000, when you have silvers underneath of you, will entitle you to earn the 6% from their group volume.
I know that too, yeah, okay.
Okay, so, but here's the bottom line, and I had this conversation with Ann Bodak, and I keep having it, thinking maybe someday. Now, again, let me give you guys a quick history, and I have not forgotten about you, Janice. Don't think you're going to slip away. But but real quick here, my history with network marketing, starting as a 10-year-old boy in the company Shackley, is that I knew that my parents, and Mom, you can correct me if I didn't understand this exactly right, but when they met their qualification every single month from convention to convention, when they did that annually, basically their convention tickets were covered. They got to go to that convention if they met that monthly qualification. There was never a three-month incentive. It was an annual incentive that, you know, this is the calendar and this is what we need to do to get to that convention. Well, Nikan has done a great job and a fantastic job. I mean, a brilliant job of putting together a great three-month incentive. However, that being said, my conversation with Ann Bodak last week was, Ann, I'd love to see for our existing qualified leaders that are generating $2,000 and they're above, you know, based on their rank, gold's 1,500, platinum's 1,000, that there would be a built-in automatic incentive that, hey, you do this every single month, and then we're going to comp you the convention tickets. Now, if you want to earn the hotel and the airfare and other things like that, well, we'll set aside a simple, you know, incentive for that, and it'll be basically like it always has been, 3 months, or it'll be start 4 months prior to the convention, but it'll be those 3 months, and that's when that'll be. But as far as getting your convention taken care of, you do this, you'll get that. And Molly, that's exactly what you've done.
Bam.
Yes.
We've got a webinar starting here in about 2 minutes.
Oh, I am so sorry, Dennis. Okay.
Yeah.
I figured there was a reason why you were on the line. So,
yeah.
On that note, Janice, in 30
seconds
or less, 30 seconds or less, what do you need to do?
I agree with what Steve said, basically, that, you know, life can get in the way, and it's setting a priority on this. So I'm putting myself in situations where I'm talking to people, and my big problem, my big issue is to follow through. And I'm working with a cross line, and that's one of the things we're both working on. So that's it.
Okay.
Everybody have a great weekend.
Thank you for being short and sweet, Janice. Appreciate it greatly. And I want to remind you guys, Sunday night, the topic is how did you prospect, recruit, and sponsor your last business builder? And that's what we'll talk about next Saturday morning. Have a fantastic week. If I don't talk to you before then, you guys are great. Keep up the great work. Bye-bye, everyone.